As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe, Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stephen's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
You're in Little Stephen's Underground Garage with the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for another Coolest Conversations throwback. Remember to follow and subscribe, rate and review. My guest this time around is Andy Babiuk, longtime bass player in the Chesterfield Kings, who these days is a bass player in the Empty Hearts. Their lineup also includes Elliot Easton from the Cars, Clem Burke from Blondie, and Wally Palmer from the Romantics. The band formed in 2013 and issued their debut self-titled album the following year in August of 2014. My interview with Andy first aired the 1st of August that year, and it was also the first ever Coolest Conversations. Their coolest song in the world that week, 90 Miles an Hour Down a Dead End Street, is on that debut long player. So let's listen to some of that now, and then I'll be back with Andy for your Coolest Conversations throwback presented by Hard Rock in Little Stephen's Underground Garage. This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for your coolest conversation of the week. And it is fitting that we kick it off by speaking to a longtime garage rock and roller, Mr. Andy Babiuk, who you may remember as a Chesterfield King, but now he's with a brand new garage rock supergroup, let's call him, the Empty Hearts. Hey, Andy.
Manfred, it's great to be on with you, the Mighty Manfred himself.
That's right. Thank you so much, Andy. Thank you for joining me today. For being our very first person to have a coolest conversation with.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, give me the lowdown on the Empty Hearts. Who's in the band? How'd you guys form? How'd you get together?
Well, it's a bunch of friends, and we've known each other for, oh gosh, a long, long time, and we've played shows. It's Wally Palmer from the Romantics. He's the lead singer, rhythm player, playing harp. And Elliot Easton from the Cars playing lead guitar, Clem Burke from Blondie playing drums, and I'm playing bass. And special guest on the record is Ian McClagan from the Faces, and Small Faces.
Oh, man, that is great. So why did you guys decide to get together? I mean, these guys, you know, they got other things going on, too, or somehow you... Well, tell me, how'd you get together? What's the impetus?
Yeah, we've all known each other for a real long time, and we've always had this, hey, man, if you ever want to do anything, call me up, man, let's do something. And it was like, you know, I had been in the Chesterfield Kings for 30 years, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to call some of my friends. And I just, Wally was going on a tour with Ringo to South America, and I said, hey, man, remember when you were a kid and you picked up a guitar because you liked the Beatles and the Stones and the Kinks and all the other cool bands we grew up listening to? Imagine if we could start a band and just get in a room and write music together and just have fun. Instead of like having it be a business, just have fun. And that's kind of how it started.
Oh, excellent. How did you settle on the Empty Hearts? Is that from the Rolling Stones song or did it come from something else?
Well, Manfred, I'll tell you what. pick a name for a band. It's very difficult because in this day and age with the internet, there's some kid band somewhere in the world that is using the name. And no matter what cool band name we thought of, we just couldn't think of one. We reached out to all our friends, all our close buddies in the music industry, and one of them was Little Steven. So he gave us his secret, super cool list of band names that have never been used. And unfortunately, a bunch of them, there are some bands someplace using them. We even had reached out to Andrew Goldham, a lot of guys. We just couldn't think of a name. It was months. Then I got a text message from Little Steven. You freaking guys think of a name for your band yet? And I just texted him back, no. And he goes, you're going to be called the Empty Hearts. I said so. So I took the text and I sent it to the other three guys. And I go, well, guys, I just got this from Little Steven. And if you guys want to argue with Silvio Dante, be my guest. But I guess we're going to be called the Empty Hearts. And that's literally how it happened.
Well, I'm glad it got settled positively.
Yeah. And we like the name, too. It's a great name. Shocking.
Hey, so this coolest song of the week, 90 miles an hour down a dead end street. Now, how did you write that?
Well, we were in a room kind of like having some chord ideas. One of us had some stuff we were doing and Elliot came up with stuff. And Clem actually came up with the title and the whole concept of the song. He goes, you know, you're going down a wrong path. So it's kind of a cool thing. And we go, yeah, it's great. I mean, we really wrote the songs. The whole album was written all together as a band, not one guy or two guys. It was the whole band, total writing together. It's fun.
A complete collaborative effort all the way around then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, speaking of the album, how many songs are on there?
There's 12 cuts on the LP. All originals. We didn't do any covers, although we were really tempted, but no, we kept it all originals. And it's because we had fun writing them, really, to be honest with you.
When's it going to be coming out, Andy?
Comes out August 5th here in the United States, and then in other territories in Japan, Australia, England. It comes out within a day or so of that. So some places on the 6th, and so they've had us doing interviews in different parts of the place in the world, but it's within that day, August 5th, give or take a day or two. Yeah.
So are you guys going to be playing any live shows in support of the album then?
Yeah. Come October, November, we're going to do a tour here in the United States. And then next year we're going to go abroad.
Oh, excellent. And abroad, you mean specifically to Europe or where?
Europe, they're talking about Australia and Japan also.
Wow. Man, that's now you were talking earlier about how it'd be great just to have a band for fun. That sounds like a pretty fun band so far.
One of our cardinal rules is, look, man, we're going to just have fun. And the minute it's not fun, we'll stop. And it's been just a blast. I mean, oddly enough, we recorded the album in 5 days. Ed Stasium produced the album with us, and he really took control, and we did it old school. We all sat up in a room, and he mic'd us. I mean, he's a brilliant producer, engineer, and he took the reins on it, and he was very important part of making the record sound the way it does.
And where did you record the album?
We were going to cut it in L.A., and then we're going to do it down in New York City, and then Clem goes, hey, Andy, I thought you have a studio. And I go, yeah, I do. And he goes, well, why aren't we recording it there? And I go, I don't know. Nobody wanted it. I didn't know anybody wanted to. So he booked the flight and basically told everybody, I booked this flight. We're doing it on these days. And then he kind of put his foot down. Then that's how we did the record. Everybody just flew to Rochester.
Oh, excellent. So had you already worked on the material ahead of time? You guys met ahead of time? Or was this all coming together within the time that you were in the studio?
Oh, well, Wally lives in Detroit and I live in Rochester, and the other two guys live in Los Angeles. So we would fly into Los Angeles and rehearse. We'd, rent a studio and just get in a room and write. And so, just like really primitive, put like an iPhone on the floor and just record what we were doing and, work the songs out. And then we just jumped in the studio with Ed. He listened to us playing them. And I mean, some of the songs on the album we cut in like one take. Like, I think four of them, we had this joke, like it was a kind of a running joke while we were doing it. You could hear it on some of the tapes. We were laughing at each other. Like if you made a mistake, you had to pay $20.
Doing an old James Brown routine on these guys, huh?
You got it. And I think I had to pay the bar tab one night and some of the other guys didn't. We had a real blast, though. We really cut it like old school.
Oh, man. Hey, thanks for speaking with me, Andy. And now it's time for us to get deep. Deep once more with the Empty Hearts. Soul deep.
In my heart and in my soul.
As a child, Otha Ellis Bates McDaniel taught himself to play guitar, but he never found one he liked, so he built his own. Soon after, his rectangular-shaped axe with an old TV dial for a volume knob could be heard on radios everywhere as he launched the beat heard round the world. He was Bo Diddley. His handmade guitar is at the Hard Rock Cafe, Times Square. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history are at Hard Rock Cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Don't let it decide, baby, diamond ring.